I thought to share my recording with a little bit of music. What is it what we crave, actually? Think about it. We always crave to have more. More of what? Well, more of anything we right now have. We always crave to have more. Think about it. If you had a bicycle to get you from A to B, then the next step would be that you want to have a better bicycle, a faster one, maybe a better built one. And once you have that, I might think, now that I have a bicycle, how about, wouldn't it be nice to have actually a motorbike of some sort so I can reach faster? And then I want to have a car to be more safe at some point and transport more people. And then what kind of car? Well, it has to be then a small car. Will do. Once you have the small car, you ask yourself, that would be nice to have a bigger car, right? And so on and so forth. We always want to have more. This is the problem. This is actually how we're predisposed. And this is how the human race always has been, right? Now, what can we do to want less? How about we fight our own kind of nature and just decide to have less? What happens if we have less? If anything at all, maybe nothing. Will we survive? Sure. Maybe that's the key to free yourself to actually have less. This is something I've been thinking about, especially in the time we're living at right now, where a pandemic has hit us, and the only thing what really matters is actually your health. Nothing else, nothing more. Your health matters the most. Yeah, truth given, if you've been living in isolation up to a certain point, but only for a while maybe. Well, wealth doesn't give you any amenities. Actually, it's an illusion that, okay, if I live in isolation, I can order everything and I can have everything coming up to my house and I isolate myself and that's great, yeah. But then you're doing something else to yourself. And these ramifications, these dangers, these kind of addictions, what might emerge during that phase, only later we will see what that result or what that outcome might be of that phase. Right now we're in the middle of it, and right now we don't know where that might lead. The main thing is like to keep mentally sane, to say maybe I want less, and to maybe say thank God for everything I have. To be thankful for everything you have, and most importantly, to be thankful that you have your health. That is it. And then look at like, I'm having my family around me, or having someone caring around me, that's it. Friends, whoever it might be. Even if it's my little cat or dog or any kind of like, it doesn't need to be a person, but whatever gives you comfort, right? And then I think, spirit, strength and faith, whatever your faith might be, to just believe and to just hope, yeah, that everything will be all right, to keep a positive mind and to not get yourself down there and to not get yourself in a downward spiral of some sort, you know. That's my little reflection for today.